How do we know that God loves us? We hear that all our lives. So how do we know that God loves us? Well, we know it because of what God has done through us, for us, through His Son, Jesus Christ. That's how we know God loves us. There's no doubt when we understand what really happened through Christ when He came to this earth. And Paul writes of this in several places. He says in Romans chapter 4, beginning in verse 25, last verse of the chapter, who was delivered up because of our offenses and was raised because of our justification. The Bible says that Jesus Christ was delivered up on the cross because of my offenses and your offenses. You see, dear friend, Jesus did not have to go to the cross. He was God Almighty. He could have turned down that cross just like that had He chosen to. But He was delivered up for all of our offenses, the Bible says, and was raised because of our justification. That's good news. You know what that tells us? That tells us that when Jesus Christ was raised from the dead, that was evidence that every sin you have ever committed has been paid for. Had it not been paid for, He would still be in the grave. But because He was resurrected, every sin you ever committed has been paid for at Calvary. Now, I want to share with you from the book of Hebrews two beautiful truths about what it cost the Father and what it cost the Son for that to happen. All right? I want you to, first of all, get your Bibles and turn to Hebrews chapter 7. Hebrews chapter 7. And you have to bear with me for just a moment. I want you first back up to Hebrews chapter 5. Wrong chapter. Hebrews chapter 5. Verse 5. Follow with me now. So Christ did not glorify Himself to become a high priest, but it was He who said to Him, "You are My Son, today I have begotten you." As He also says in another place, "You are a priest forever according to the order of Melchizedek, who in the days of His flesh, when offered up prayers and supplications with vehement cries and tears to the one who was able to save him from death and was heard because of his godly fear. Though he were a son, yet he learned obedience by the things that he suffered. And having been perfected, he became the author of eternal salvation to all who obey him." Now this verse, this passage says a lot about what happened with Jesus at the cross, but what it mainly tells us is the cost of the Father to give His own Son. How much did it cost the Father? Well, let's just take a look at verse 7 again. Look at it closely. Jesus, who in the days of His flesh, when He had offered up prayers and supplications with vehement cries and tears. Now, when did this happen? When did Jesus offer up prayers and supplications with vehement cries and tears? He offered those up in the Garden of Gethsemane. When He cried to His Father, "Father, if it be Your will, let this cup pass from Me." That's where He offered up those cries and tears. God is in heaven. His only Son is crying to Him, "God, don't let me go to the cross. If there's any way I can be denied that horrible experience." Now look what it says in verse 7. It says also, He was heard because of His godly fear. Friends, listen. The Father heard the cries of His Son. How would you have felt had you been the Father and your child was crying to You, "Please save me from this torment. Please save me, O Lord." How would you have felt? Would your heart not have been breaking? Wanting to say, "Yes, yes, Son, I will." But He didn't. He said, "No, Son, You must die." Friends, if that does not show you the love of God for you, nothing ever will. He said, Jesus, go to that cross because I love the world who is perishing. That's what it cost the Father. What did it cost the Son? Turn over to Hebrews chapter 9, if you will. Hebrews chapter 9, verse 11. But Christ came as a high priest of the good things to come, with the greater and more perfect tabernacle, not made with hands, that is, not of this creation, not with the blood of goats and calves, but with his own blood he entered the most holy place once and for all, having obtained eternal redemption. For if the blood of bulls and goats and the ashes of a heifer sprinkling the unclean sanctifies for the purifying of the flesh, how much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without spot to God, cleanse your conscience from dead works to serve the living God? Jesus cried, Dear God, if it be your will, let this cup pass from me. And in God's love for us, God said, No, my son, you must die. And when he shared with his son that news, Jesus says, Okay, Lord, I offer myself up. I willingly offer myself up for the sins of all the world. Friends, let me tell you, the love of God that sent his son to the cross, the love of the son that led him stay on the cross, that's his evidence that he loves you today. And just like that choir sang a moment ago, you are complete in Jesus. You need nothing else than that love, dear friend. That is enough. That is enough for me to meet any need you will ever have. I want to ask you today, do you really know that love in your heart? Have you experienced the joy of having your sins washed away because you have been to the cross and you have thrown yourself on the mercy of the sacrifice of Jesus? And you have embraced Him not only as your Savior, but as your Lord. You have come to Him and said, Lord, I have no hope of heaven but You. I'm crying out to You to save me. But in addition to salvation, I want to follow You. Friends, that's what salvation is all about. It's turning from your sin and it is embracing Christ as your only hope of heaven and as the master of your life. And when you make that commitment, He commits to you. And He says, I will save you and I will bless you. And just as surely as you are alive now, you will live forever in heaven because you have come to me as your Savior and Lord. Friends, listen, that's what this life is all about. And I pray you've had that experience. If you haven't, you've missed it. You see, you didn't have a choice when you came into this world, did you? Listen, you didn't choose to come in this world. Your parents did not even choose that you would come in this world. They may have desired for you and prayed for you, but it was Almighty God that put you here. And you are here on a spiritual journey, a journey from birth to eternity. And the most important thing that will ever happen to you is that you prepare to spend eternity with Jesus. Do you know His love? Are you ready for that day when He calls you or when He comes again? Today you can have that love in your heart if you will just confess, I have no hope but Christ for eternity. But I believe He can take care of my old sinful soul, and today I'm going to commit myself to Him. If you never made that commitment, today's the day Jesus is calling you, and I pray you'll make it in just a moment. Some of you have already made that commitment. Beloved, let me tell you, if you're on your way to heaven, God help you and God help me to make every second count. Life is too short not to live it all for the glory of God. God, give us the grace to say, Lord, as long as I've got life and breath, I'm going to live my life for You.